Now, when we come to chapter 12, friends, we come to a very important section here. We read the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and they went northward and said unto Jephthah, "Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didst not call us to go with thee? We'll burn thine house upon thee with fire." And Jephthah said unto them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. When I called you, ye delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord delivered them into my hand. Wherefore then are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me?" Now this was a jealousy of Ephraim. And you're going to find out, Ephraim, it'll be in that tribe that you have an infection. You have a real infection that led to a defection. Later on, when the kingdom is divided in the north and south, the kingdom of Israel, you'll find out Ephraim is the very center of all of the rebellion. It goes back to their jealousy. Jealousy today, I would say, in the church is back of a great deal of our problems. I think what Paul said to the Philippians, he said, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory." That is, strife and vainglory, which is actually vanity or envy. Those are the two things that cause problems in churches today. And when I hear some person in the church complaining about the fact that they're not running it their way, it's an evidence of the fact that somebody there is very jealous. When I find someone who is opposing the preacher all the time, I know that back of it is jealousy. And that was the problem here. And this man, Jephthah, had to protect himself. They're going to burn his house down right over his head. Verse 4, "Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, 'Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites.' And the Gileadites took the passages of the Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, 'Let me go over,' that the men of Gilead said unto them, 'Art thou an Ephraimite?' And he said, 'No.' Then they said unto him, 'Say now Shibboleth.' And he said, 'Shibboleth,' for he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan." Friends, that was a time when your accent better be the right accent. But you see that certain of us in the English language find it difficult to pronounce Spanish words or French words. I remember I studied French in school, but the first time I heard a Frenchman talk, I thought he was putting on. I thought, well, that's not the way I learned French, but that's the way it is. It's difficult for us to frame that. So Shibboleth was a pretty good word, and what they said was Sibboleth. They couldn't put the H in it. And believe me, that was bad. And we find in verse 7, "Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead." Now, Gilead is on the east bank of the Jordan. Now we have three judges that are mentioned, and they are practically zero. They are three vegetables, by the way. They did nothing. Well, they did something, but they didn't judge Israel. They didn't do what they should have done.